For your journey in life, you need direction from the Master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
Thank you for your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Can be on our feet and make that commitment to God. Father, Lord, we want to be where you are. Where you are is where peace reigns. Where your glory reigns. Father, we want to be where you are. That's our desire. Father, we want to be in the center of your plan for our life. We don't want to move ahead of you. We don't want to be behind you. Father, we desire your presence. We desire your presence. We desire your presence. We desire your presence. Hallelujah. I remember the story of Oral Roberts. Hallelujah. He said that when he was ministering in his crusade, so he made a covenant with God until he felt the manifest presence of God upon his life. He will never minister. I don't know if you ever read that story. Yes. Okay, I've read it, right? So he will never minister. So one day God was, when he made that commitment, the native was in a crusade, so everything was on, and then it was time to minister. So we now welcome the man of God or a robot to come on the stage, and then he didn't feel that presence. He's not going anywhere. Sat down in the backstage. People were getting embarrassed. People were saying, he's not going anywhere. And then suddenly the manifest presence of God came upon him. And God told him that, I was just trying to test you whether you were serious about what they were saying. Say, from that day henceforth, anytime he's about to minister, the manifest presence of God coming. That's why I know there's some said, we will sing hallelujah till you come, and then we will dance in his presence. The presence of God is everything. Hallelujah. Everything. It is everything beyond what we... You can be singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. If the presence of God is upon Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, it will heal somebody. Altogether, it will take you to mind-blowing places. You know, all what we say, the words we say, or the everything we say is important, but the presence of God is what makes the difference. Just like the presence of God is what differentiates a lecture from a sermon. Are we together? So I want us to, from the depth of our heart, pray. Don't forget, this is a ministers, leaders, and church workers conference. It's not the usual service. So I want us to talk to God and say, Father Lord, I desire your presence. I want to know you. I desire your presence. I want to know you. Your presence. Your presence. I want to carry you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with you. I want us to really be serious. Hallelujah. That is what we really wanted. People that are high-minded. Really serious. Say, Father Lord, I want your presence. I want your presence. I want your presence. I want your presence. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Let's pray. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Ayalapa Hasha.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you.
Lord, give me you. Hallelujah. The same Shana Wilson that said, give me you. And then, King of Glory. As somebody that has an understanding of God's presence. You see, as I listen to men of God, I listen to pastors preached. There are men of God that I listen to. Like, if I ask you now, I don't want to mention it, but there are men of God in Nigeria that when you listen to them, you don't get spectacular revelations. But you see thousands listening to them. Is it true? So you see, it's not only about what they are saying. There is something that compels people to listen to a man. There is something that makes you, they don't even know why they are there. They cannot just explain, but it's that quoting of God's presence. Some people will call it the anointing, some people will call it the manifest presence, but anything like that, it means God is with a man. Are we together? It's the best that can ever happen to you. In quality, your contract, your business, everything you are leading. Hallelujah. I wanted to sincerely say, Father Lord, we want your presence. We want your presence. I want your presence in Shekinah Encounter Center. I want you in my life. Manteke prana malanda kaprala manteke di. That is my prayer. That is my prayer.
Lord, I want to walk in the reality of your presence. You are with me. Mante la manto copra la manda capra la manda la de la via. Caprana mande ke de prana malanda kabaya da balada kada braga da ya la da baya la da balana malana mana ya da bahash. Kebelende ke de barada baya gada balagada. Lord, we long for your presence. Lord, we long for your presence. Kilamande lebra da balande ke da balana maya la da baya galaga da baya galagadi. Flood this atmosphere, flood this room, flood the internet, flood everywhere. Saturate and permeate my life. Shamande ke te prana mande ke te prega de lega de prega de laga di. Kabanande kabaya galaga da baga da laga da braga da ya la da baya galaga da braga da ya gadi. Hey, anamante lebarada bayagadi. Lord, we want you, we want you, we want you. Kira mandala brana malanda kabrana malanda gada bragadi.
Invade my life and have your way,
Jesus.
Hey.
Jesus.
Lord, invade my life.
When I
talk,
when I touch,
oh,
your hand is found,
yeah,
from my heart, your love,
oh,
is
Jesus,
invade,
oh, when I speak,
when I speak,
your voice is
heard,
when I talk.
We thank you. We give you all the praise. Lord, I want you. I long for your presence. I desire you, my life.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul, no weakness in you.
Treasure of my heart and of my soul.
In my weakness, Lord Jesus.
In my weakness, you are merciful. Redeemer of my past and present woe. Owner of my future days to come. He's ever to be. Oh, your presence, your presence. He's ever,
he's ever,
he's ever
to be.
Jesus, oh Jesus, your presence
in heaven,
oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
oh Jesus,
your presence
in heaven. to me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Your presence.
Father, we thank you for this evening. We ask the Lord to speak to us. Thank you for transformation. Thank you for life. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And take our seat. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Personally, most of the time after you've done your part in preparation to be a blessing to God, one of the best things a man could ever ask God for is His presence. Hallelujah. His presence. It's just everything. Just everything. If you have ever ministered without God and then you minister with God, you know the difference like heaven and hell. Isn't that true? Yes. Hallelujah. And you know, the presence of God can cross the boundary of our physical presence down to internet. Have you ever listened to somebody that listened to a message and then he was speaking in tongues, or somebody got baptized by the internet? Yes, those testimonies like that. Yes, hallelujah. I got a message on Sunday after our Sunday service on Sunday. I wish I can read. Let me read it to you. Let me. What was the topic on Sunday? And I said, remember I said that people will have encounter, right? Now, I got this message immediately after the service when I went online from somebody that connected and watched our service online. Are we together? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Let's reduce this volume. The fan. Let's reduce it. Hallelujah. Now, I believe this guy is our level mate. We graduated together 2014. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, sir. I listened to your sermon this afternoon about encounters. Are we together? I remember very well. He sent it through Facebook chat. So I saw it when I went online. I remember very well during one prayer session we had during SOD. I think SOD is a program in our campus. An encounter I had with God through you that changed my life. God spoke to me through you to give me an answer and confirmation. Let me jump that one. Let me go to the focus of Sunday. I was blessed this afternoon listening to the sermon. This is what he said. He said, I'm prayed the way I haven't done in a while. Maybe like never before. Do you understand? That was a Sunday sermon we preached. Hallelujah. So he prayed like he has never before. I'm trusting God for my encounters with him that will keep me deeply rooted in my belief, trust, and faith in him. I believe today is the beginning, and I pray that the seed sown by this sermon never dies in me. That my hunger for encounters that keep me on the path of righteousness never die. Now he says something. My wife is currently on the bed rest. That means her got married still beyond my comprehension. She's pregnant. As he was having this encounter, his wife was on the bed. Her water broke on Wednesday. She has been on admission. Let me, I cannot read all through the story. But from that encounter, that was it. That is our Sunday service. You remember all of us, we were just enjoying ourselves. Now, this was somebody connected online. We didn't even know something like that was happening. Why? Because God can cross the boundary of the environment. Hallelujah. I got messages from people that connected us on Mixlr, and then they keep telling about things. But immediately I got them. They call, how about the message? And the person were reiterating the message to me. So the anointing is what makes things like this happen. Do you understand that? The anointing is what makes the difference. Why make people will want to listen to your song and again and again? Like I said, when I was getting a girl prayer song, I didn't understand till after singing the song, I didn't understand the meaning of the song. Because it was evil, I'm not evil. But you keep singing again, you cannot, your spirit understand every language. It's only your soul and your mind that doesn't understand Yoruba. Hope you know that. Your spirit understands Tambira Jehovah. Your spirit understands every language. It's just your mind that doesn't understand. You're limited to Yoruba or Hausa or yes, but your spirit understands every language. So when it speaks, it resonates with your spirit, man. All together, the anointing is what makes the difference. It differentiates one man of God from another. Stand up is the same stand up from your mouth and stand up from the mouth of Apostle Joshua Selman, but we will not see the same result. Right? Because what is upon him is heavier than what is upon me. Do you understand that? So it's what we crave for as we work as leaders, as a ministry. An anointed leader leading people will see more results than somebody that's using Harvard Business School to lead people. Because the anointing will make the people, even if they are rebellious, the anointing will tame them. Do you understand that? It will make you faster over speed. You remember the story of Elijah and the king of Ahab? The Bible says he outran him. Something we should crave for. And I believe as we press for the anointing, we'll get it. Now you must understand something. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. Is that right? How many of us have the Holy Spirit here? All of us. So when we say pray for the anointing, what are we saying? Are we saying another spirit will come upon us? No. It's the same Holy Spirit, but activation. Just like you have opened an account, you never activated it. It's still your account, but you never activated it. So like the seven spirit of God, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, all of them are the spirit of God, and then they are in you. But you may be working in only one of them. Just like the side of a Magic Cube, the side you are seeing. How many of you did signs? First ankle projection, second ankle projection, third ankle projection. When they keep an image, they say, draw first angle. What you see is what you draw. When they turn another side, it's the same image, but when they turn another side, you see another side. So it's the same Holy Spirit. All together. So as you trust for him more of his life, the more of him find expression, more. That's why it's possible to walk in all the seven gifts of the Spirit. All together. To walk in everything is totally possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I want to welcome you once again to our Mature Man 2020, to our Ministers and Leaders Conference. Praise the Lord. And the theme for this year is the whole body. Now, in a Ministers and a Leaders Conference or Church Workers Conference, it's unlike a Sunday service. How to get that? Now, if it's a Sunday service, I won't be even going this way. I'll just go straight to my notes. But these are experts. These are people. That is why we put bottlenecks, and then people that are really serious. And I believe people that really want to get something. Praise the Lord. Now, as a leader, when you are reading for yourself, it's different from when you are reading to teach. Do you understand that? When you are reading for yourself, it's different from when you are reading to teach. True of us. Why? Because when you are reading to teach, you read extra. You gather every information so that when you are asked to be able to. So as a leader, when you are studying the Bible, you are not only studying for yourself. You are studying to have greater understanding or to be able to explain it. Have you ever met lecturers that they know what they are saying, but they cannot explain what they are saying? Like, they are very, very intelligent. They are first class lecturer, but this guy is not a lecturer. Actually, he doesn't have the gift to teach that what he knows. Have you met lecturers like that? Yes. They know they graduated as the overall best graduate student. They are sound, but they cannot teach. Praise the Lord. So as a leader, you have the ability to know what you have, what is your mandate, and then the ability to lead. If nobody is following you, you are not actually a leader. You may be a leader in the making. But if only one person is following you, then you are a leader. Are we together? Yes. And then if you are not actively working in a church, you are not a church worker. You may be a potential church worker, but if you are not doing something, because there is something in the church for everybody to do, including some people that say, us, no, we are kingdom financiers, so I will not be in the church. You know, some people say they are kingdom financiers. So they will not have any department in church. They will only be sending money. It's not biblical. Praise the Lord. Everybody can do something in the church. Everybody. How many of you know of full gospel businessmen? You know about them? Well, we have CEOs of most of the best banks in the world. And then you walk up to their meetings. I read their book. I've not been to any of their meetings. You see somebody cleaning the toilet, and this person is a manager, is a CEO of a multi-billion dollar company. You read stories like that? If you read their stories, right? Yes. You see somebody ushering the people, the usher there is a CEO of a multi-functional computer company. And then you are just having 6 million, you say you are a kingdom financier. You cannot work in church. That's not true. That's a very, very wrong mindset. Everybody can work in church. The first billionaire in dollar. Do you know his name? You know his name? Who was his name? John D. Rockefeller. That's the first billionaire in America history in dollars. He was an ordained elder in his church, a functional usher. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you can read that. You know this information like that, that general information that everybody can confirm. John D. Rockefeller, he was the first billionaire in dollars. But it was functional in church. So everybody can have something to function in church. Praise the Lord. So if you are working in a church, I want to congratulate you, because it's one of the best privileges you can have. Because you are working for the biggest boss. Did you hear what I said? You are working for who? The biggest boss. When you are working for Buhari and working for Yahya Bello, who is bigger? Buhari is bigger, right? If you are the special assistant to Buhari and then you are the driver to Donald Trump, who is bigger? He's bigger than him. Why? Because of your boss, right? Now Donald Trump and the UN president, Ban Ki-moon. Who is bigger? You see? Who you work for determine how big you are. Is that not true? Who you work for, no matter what you are doing, or even if you are polishing the shoe of Buhari, you are bigger than the chairman of a local government in Kogi State. So who you work for really matters. So if you are working in church, you are working for the biggest boss. Is that not true? Do you understand what I'm saying at all? You are working for what? The biggest boss. So I'm employed by the biggest boss full time. Salary scheme of a federal worker is different from a state worker and different from a local government scheme. Is it true? Yes. For a federal government, first employment is 450K or 170 or something like that. Is it 130? Yes. Federal government. Then state government is around 40. That's for state that have implemented minimum wage. Local government is 20 or 30. Yes. The level you are, who you work for, affects your salary. Your scheme differs. Now, these are practical realities. Is that not true? Now, if you work for the biggest boss, like the minimum wage for Donald Trump cannot be the minimum wage for Nigeria. Now, you are working for the biggest boss. That is God. You must understand you are entitled to the best thing. But the issue about spiritual thing is until you know and understand it, you are not licensed to access them. Do you understand? So, in ministers conference like this, what we talk about most times is mental enlightenment. To bring our mind to understand certain truth. You know, as I began to sit down under my father in the Lord of the Pollinator on every minister's conference, my life began to change day in, day out. Because I understood, do you know something? I understood how to minister to people to receive the Holy Ghost. As I sit down, and I was taught that there is a way to do it. How many of you ever prayed for somebody and the person was not filled with the Holy Ghost? How many of you have ever been taught on how to minister to people to receive the Holy Spirit? They taught you, do this. How many of you have ever been taught about it? You have not been taught, can you see? But you can be taught. And then when you are taught, you will see more results. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can be taught how to minister to people to receive the Holy Spirit. There are things you need to say because, for example, you come to the minister and say, Holy Spirit, baptize this person in the name of Jesus Christ. No, you never get it done that way. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't baptize people with the Holy Spirit. Who baptizes people with the Holy Spirit? Jesus is the baptizer into the Holy Spirit. See, but without you knowing that, you come and say, oh, Jesus, Holy Spirit baptize this person, you will never be baptized. Jesus Christ baptizes people with the Holy Ghost. Then the Holy Spirit baptizes people to Jesus Christ. Do you understand the equation? You can be taught. You can be taught how to raise money and how to manage church finances. You can be taught as a ministry minister how to manage the stage. Can they teach people like that? They can teach you stage management. So many young people that don't have the privilege of attending people like that, they'll be doing global mess up and they'll be thinking they're doing something right. No, they are actually wrong. So avenues like this avail of the time to be able to share the word of God and then to be able to sharpen ourselves. Hallelujah. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So I believe everybody has a call to ministry. Matthew 28:18 is a call to everybody. Is it true? Every believer has a call. See, the reason why some people are not here because they believe they are not called to ministry. And we want people like them not to be here. Hallelujah. We want, first of all, people that have the understanding that they are called to be here because their class will deal with them on Sunday. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? The people that don't understand their call into ministry here will solve their problem on Sunday. We cannot start solving their problem now. We have to move ahead. Is that not true? Yes. So all of us have a call to ministry and then it's one of the best things that can ever happen to you. Hallelujah. But the theme for this particular conference, we are focusing on the whole body of Christ. Hallelujah. This is one of the best understanding you can have that will help you in ministry. So our topic this evening is the theme of the conference, the whole body. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 6. The whole body of Christ. Your mindset will be edited, I pray. And as you bow to the edition, your life will become better in the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I have the lapel? I want to be free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 to 6. What's happening? He's writing. Prof. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ephesians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 6. Okay, no, problem. Me, if it's like that, don't worry. It's okay. Yes. 4 from verse 4 to 6. Let's read. There is what? One body and one spirit. So there is one body. The person wearing white garment with walking with that shoe. Walking by the road. Have you seen them before? I seen people wearing blue. Judge you over. Here we are, one body. No, just back. Okay. One body and then one spirit. Even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 12. Let's read the anchor text before we continue. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 12. But we say, for as the body is one and hath many members. So the body is one. This is my body. One body. Is that correct? And had many members. The hand, the legs, my mouth, my eye. And all the members of that one body being many. I have many parts. How many parts are in a human body? I don't know. Hallelujah. Any medical doctor here? Many parts. Okay. Many parts. Praise the Lord. Our one body, so also is Christ. So that is the way Christ is. Christ has many parts. We have cherubim, we have charismatic, we have Pentecostal, we have Orthodox, we have what? New creation realities. What again we have? Many parts. Is that true? Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17 also. Let's read before we continue. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 17. Hallelujah. For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Hallelujah. So now, let's start from the beginning. Let's understand what is the condition of being part of the body. Please, I need you to hear me on this. Do you hear me? What is the condition of being part of the body? The first condition and the only condition is what? Being born again. Anybody that is born again belongs to the body. Because the Bible speaking in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall be what? The way to be saved is given in Romans chapter 10 from verse 9 to 10. But we say, with the heart, man what? Believeth. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Is that correct? So anybody that believes in his heart and confess with his mouth, he's what? Saved. That's true? John 1:12, Bible says, as many as has believed him, to them he gave them what? Power to become sons of God. So anybody that believes in Jesus Christ is born again. So whether the person is Catholic, some people don't believe Catholics are Christians. Is that true? Yes. So people believe anybody see a white garment is not a believer. I used to be like that until when I was in camp, orientation camp, one of the camps. And then the lady came and ministered. My God, even the chairs knew God was in that place. I'm telling you, it vibrated everywhere, even NYC staff, everybody. Like I went for, not our camp, like I went for to bring in copper. Everybody was vibrating. I took the mic after her and I could not say anything. I'm telling you. So after the service, I would like to meet that kind of person because who is this strange human being? And she's limping. So when I met her, how are you? What's your name? So, which church do you attend? I'm waiting to hear Dunamis, Living Faith. So, Cherubim and Seraphim. What did he say? Yeah, I'm telling you. Cherubim and Seraphim. That encounter changed my life forever. I never thought that there was any Christian among them. I never thought because of what we have been taught. Are we together? But as I studied my Bible, the condition for being in the body is being saved. Actually, when you read the history of the church of Cherubim and Seraphim Church, the founder was an apostolic, powerful man. Genuine man of God. Are we together? Yes. So anybody that is saved, how many of us have a brother that is a prayer point or a sister that is a complete prayer point to the family? Because you know, confess now. Okay. But let's say somebody has brother or a sister that is a complete prayer point. You know, say she's no longer your sister or your brother. She's still part of the family. Is it true? Yes. Even if the person is a confirmed armed robber, or a confirmed prostitute, you know, she's your sister.
Even if you verbally say, a father say, I disown you, you cannot, he's still your child.
Is that not true?
So, rascality and character problem or sin doesn't cancel somebody from being the family. Now, that is a different condition altogether, but they are still what? Part of the body. Altogether? So, everybody that claims is a Christian, because we have many people in Nigeria that claim they are Christians, especially our politicians. Is that not true? That people, when they say, I'm a Christian, and then basically the person is singing on TV, say, and dancing to gospel songs. Hallelujah. I believe it's still part of the body. Altogether? I'm not justifying what they are doing, no, but it's a different case altogether, but to be part of the body is you have to be saved. Anybody that is saved and backslidden, no matter their lifestyle, they are part of the body. Every denomination that at least confess the foundation that they believe in Jesus Christ, believe in salvation, they are part of the body. Are we together? So every church, hear me very well, please. Every church is part of the body. Are we together? So the condition is to be what? Saved. Washed with the blood, carrying the DNA of Christ in you, according to 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1 to 2. And then 1 Peter 1 verse 23. Once you are saved, you are blood washed, you are part of the body. So every church, you know, from that encounter, from that lady, my mindset began to be different. Before, when I see them walking on the way, I run away. But now I can greet them, sit down the same, free of charge, because I believe we are all part of the body. Hallelujah. You know, I have a sibling that's married to a Roman Catholic brother. And I've slept in his house, my blood sister. Like, I've slept in his house several times, and that guy is more spiritual than most Pentecostal that I know. So when some people from the family say, like, what, you have the reservations? What will she marry? I say, shut up, you look at your life. All together? Yes. All of us are part of the body. I have met Christians that are from several denominations. You never think something good can come out from. Very fire branded. Praise the Lord. So the condition is to be saved. So once anybody is saved, he's part of the body. Hallelujah. So anytime you meet anybody that is saved, know that it's part of you. Are you together? So you can never insult your body. You can never fight against your body. It's a symptom of schizophrenia when you begin to inject your body, you want to kill yourself. It's called suicide. You don't fight yourself because he's part of you. All together. You don't insult another man of God. You don't insult another denomination. You don't ever say anything negative about them because we are part. All of us are fighting from one end together. Are we together? Come on, are we together? All of us are fighting from what? One end. No Christian should be found insulting another denomination, criticizing another denomination, criticizing another pastor. What you don't understand, keep quiet, because no denomination is perfect. Including the charismatic and the Pentecostals. All together, we are not perfect. Do you believe that at all? You have more disciplined people in Orthodox churches than charismatic and Pentecostal churches. Do you believe? You have more disciplined people. In fact, the rate of HIV in charismatic and Pentecostal churches is the same as the world. Unlike Orthodox churches, they don't know God though. I am from an Orthodox background. That's my parent. Anytime they are there, you can be sure 9 a.m. they are seated in the church. Let the service be, they go, they are here next Sunday. Wait, they are there. You're not. If I said, some of the service, I'll say, why did this? I mean, these people are really blessed. But they'll be there for 35 years till they die. But a Pentecostal, no character. Can come here and be walking there. You see that when they take Holy Communion, they bow their head, everybody. I don't know what they used to say anyway. Everybody take Holy Communion with reverence and sacrament. But Pentecostal will take Holy Communion with chewing gum in the mouth and be chewing gum and be taking Holy Communion. Is that not true? Very, very disciplined. So ourselves, you know, I'm a charismatic or Pentecostal. Hallelujah. So we have our problems. So we have no right to criticize every other person that is going on another path or another way. Praise the Lord. The evangelicals that believe in evangelism, conservation should not castigate people, the Pentecostals that believe in healing miracle, until somebody falls down, the service is not powerful. That's what the Pentecostals believe. That's not true. Until there is a move, until somebody scream, power is not there. Now, you don't criticize them. That's what they believe. All of us are part of the body. Are we together? Yes, now, I want to explain some things about the body that I want you to understand. The first thing is that no part of the body is independent. All parts of the body are interrelated, interdependent, and codependent. No part of the body is what? Independent. Do you know what it means to be independent? All of us are interrelated. Do you know what it means to be interrelated? You know what it means to be interdependent and codependent? Bible speaking in Romans chapter 8 verse 17. And then 2 Corinthians 8. From verse 1 to 5. Hallelujah. How many of us came out from another church to another church? All of us, see? That means where you are now dependent on your former church to have trained you to a particular level. Is it not true? Yes. All of us are codependent. We are interdependent. Nobody is independent. No denomination. If all of us should deeper life alone cannot stand. Do you understand that? Living faith alone cannot stand. RCCG alone cannot stand. All of us have to be interdependent and codependent. Do you understand that? Do you understand? All of us are what? Interdependent. Nobody is independent. There is no denomination that has it all. No denomination have all the teachings available. They may have it, but not it. When you talk about faith, who will you call? Faith in Nigeria, who will you call? Who? Why do you need to call Pastor Biodu, Pastor Ibo? He's not talking about faith. Have you not listened to his message on faith? I've listened to his message on faith. Why do you need to call his name? When you're talking about wealth, who will you call? Who will you mention? We are talking about healing. Who will you mention? Pastor Chris. Pastor Paul and Eche. Right? Why do you call Bishop Wade? But people do it to get healing, Shiloh. Don't they get it? They get healed. Every Sunday, the first service is a miracle Sunday in Canaan land. People get healed. Every Sunday, people get healed. Every service. All manner of. But why do you mention his name? We want to talk about evangelism. Why? Because a particular aspect has been given to him. When you mention prayer and deliverance ministry in Nigeria, who will you call? Chalani, you see, you don't even think twice. Why? You see, that is why. Have you ever had testimony of somebody from this church, somebody from Living Faith, getting deliverance in MFM? Have you ever heard about it? He's getting deliverance, he returned to where he belongs. We are, because that is the way the system is meant to be. We are interdependent. We have to depend on each other. Nobody has one mentor. Even Bishop Oyedepo has plenty of mentors. Why didn't he stick with only Daddy Adeboye? Why didn't he stick with only Kenneth E. Hagin? Why didn't he stick with only Kenneth Copeland? Why didn't he stay with only Benson Idahusa? Why? Because every person I've mentioned has a dimension of the spirit and he needs all of them. So we are interdependent, codependent, and nobody's independent. All together? Now, number two, I want you to note is no part of the body is more important or more needed than another. All parts of the body are consistently needed. No part of the body is more important than another. No part of the body is more needed than another. We are all consistently, like every time, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. Hallelujah. The whole of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is talking about the body, but let's read verse 17. Hallelujah. 17, sir. If the whole body, let's say everybody was an eye, where will you be hearing from? Do you understand that what he's saying? If the whole body we are hearing, where are smelling? Have you ever met people that cannot smell? Have you met people like that? You have never met? Look at the way you are even shocked. I've met people like that. Several that they can't smell. Yes, they can't smell. And they were healed in the service I was in, and then they sprayed the perfume and they were, wow, yes, they're perfuming. Yes. They cannot smell. You see that every part of the body is nobody, like the apostle is more important than the usher. All of us are important. I was not the one thinking, somebody, I cannot play like mint. This service will be boring when you came and sat down. I started preaching all the while to the end. You see, it will not work. So no part is more important. The usher is not less important than the prayer band member. Because prayer band members and Bible study members have a way of feeling more important than somebody that cleans the chair. It's not true. People that are in the prayer department. I was in the prayer department when I was a couple. We used to feel more spiritual in our days of foolishness. You would think you are more spiritual than the usher that is cleaning, or somebody that is in press unit, or somebody that is in drama department. I am in drama. You're not serious. You feel the only serious people are people that are into prayer and Bible study department. But the truth is that every part of us is important. No one is less important. You see, the day that you discover that this is your finger, or this one is cut off, that's why you know how important it is. In ancient war, if they fight, when you read your Bible, they remove this, their thumb. Once your thumb is off, you cannot hold the mic. You cannot hold a sword. You are rendered incapacitated for life. Here's what I said. This thumb. In ancient times, when you read Bible, they say that I'll cut off their thumb. You read history. Once they cut victim, and then they want to, all the men, they decapitate their thumb.